Here we go. My friend Tariq, he's a...
He
appears to be a black man. But he says he's...
No, he's got some miscegenation. He's got some miscegenation.
No. He says black people are melanated. But here's... He follows this meme that the world originally was one continent, which you have said. And it's like a yacht.
It all fits together just perfect. That's exactly correct on the 33rd. It's exactly correct on the 33rd parallel. It most certainly is.
Yeah, the 33rd parallel is the rim of that continent.
Perfect, of the yarmulke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of the yarmulke on the planet of ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it broke up, but everybody on the original continent
was...
So did the carpenters. Hold on. Just a minute. So he said they broke up, and the original people on the continent, the yarmulke, were black. So they were all over the planet, the black. Now, don't say no yet. Let me just spell it out. And then we're black. And so Indians were black. Africans were black. But we didn't necessarily come from Africa. We came from the black, from the continent. We were black. Are you saying the original people on the continent were not black?
No. And what he's trying to say is nigger. That word nobody can say. That's what he's referring to. Meaning not a disparaging reference point. That's why all the black people use it. They say it is a point of valor. The point is not about the color. The Coathanite, the Kohanim, the ones, even in the miscegenated ones with the angels, the Nephilim and the Seraphim, the one the flood supposedly destroyed, gave pigmentation to the dermis. Now, if he wants to say that, and let's skin them all, and is everybody the same, okay, maybe. But see, that pigmentation changes even with those in the sun and those outside the sun. Carolyn can go just briskly tan and go white as a piece of cotton in about 3 days. So
Carolyn can go pick cotton in 3 days? Is that the words?
Go straight as cotton. Pink, white pink, white.
Oh, yeah.
Like cotton white.
Wait a minute. So the miscegenation caused changes in the pigmentation?
Correct. And the skin changes anyway. So to say that everyone came from black or everything came from white or everything came from gray or green or brown or red or yellow or whatever that is.
Yeah, there's no beginning.
With anything. There's no beginning. And then people change even themselves. Now they're miscegenating because of the gene lines. And it's going to be interesting for Carolyn because of the RNA, DNA capacity. You're going to start changing and everything's with, when you change, when you precipitously change, the real ribonucleic acid in the meat sac structure, you're going to see that gods don't have color at all. That'll be interesting. So you're saying everybody's going to be white? No. Any more than we're saying, Tariq, everybody came from niggers or out of monkey's buttholes. You didn't come out of a butthole, monkey of a butthole or a butthole of a monkey. We don't know. But, yeah, it wasn't that type of Kevorkian laced direction. So
the people that were on the continent, and the continents, the one yarmulke continent broke up, people were all over the planet then in the seven different continents and different colors and everything.
The seven wonders. And they were all together. And then you had angels, that's when they were cast down too. So you had all kind of things. All kinds of alien things going on, Bob. See, the thing that you're not including in your conversation, which you know this, but you will not engage or embrace it. What about the alien that was all in and out of this earth, all in and out of this whole process? We've explained this every way under everything a rabbit can do, a stump or a cow can give milk. We've explained it, okay? But you never come back to say, well, now, wait a second. Were there people on Jupiter that came and kicked it here, and they were the angels that came and that were there? Well, is there any rule that says that angels can't live in Jupiter or Mars or Mercury or a black star, a death star, a blue hole, a big daddy or something, whatever that is? We don't know all those things. And little dippers and big things and Orion's belt and all these different things. Who said the angels don't have free reign to navigate those? Who says God can't engage those? So there's another dynamic that's going to come in clean. Because you're still trying to make, we do this on purpose because we don't want to confuse them. They're just now figuring out that there's even a change at ascension and to be a God here. And now I say they got to go live in Europe where it's really going to get nasty? No, you don't have to go to Europe any more than you have to go to Mars. Okay?
But well, you're saying that, people are starting to know, the ionites starting to know there's going to be a change.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And we're saying that all those things that you're not talking about are going to be possible and going to be discussed. But back in the 60s, you never explained that there was going to actually be this android meme that was actually going to be a thing that was going to steal your identity
right.
and take over everything because you give it everything and then it's going to run you and then it controls you. You never said that. But yeah,
no.
That's what happened, the thing you created. That's what you, why didn't Marshall McLuhan say that? Why didn't Marshall McLuhan say that? Well, he kind of sort of did, but this jibber-jibber double talk, you end up saying, well, it was just going to be, the best thing that happened is Bill O'Reilly's going to have a bad day, and then we'll be okay after that, and everything will be fun, and then Walter Cronkite might not make it, and then, yeah, that's right, and poor Paul Harvey, he's probably done, Walter Winchell just fucked up everything, yeah, that's happened. And then these have these oligarchs that run around and deciding what's going to be newsworthy and not newsworthy. And they build these platitudes that everybody has to live into and without of. And they do, and then next thing you know, the Murdochs, uh-oh, do you think we weren't going to go there? Well, yeah, we'll go there. All of a sudden, they rule and control the world, but yet they can't control their tweet. Uh-oh. The twatting tweet beat the oligarchs. The twatting tweet beat the oligarchs.
Okay, so...
And now...
No, wait a minute. You're saying the aliens, what the Everyone's called the Boodians, foreign bodies is the term you use.
Okay.
A large number of that was angels.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's this guy, Michael Tsarion, T-S-A-R-I-O-N. He's got I-O-N in his name. He talks about this ET, foreign bodies came here 50,000 years ago, and then they got trapped. So then they had to create a sub-race. And then that sub-race controlled all culture throughout the millennia. Now, you're not saying that. You're not saying the angels.
No, because there's no time limit. There's no time frame. This isn't where they're cast down. What they're cast down? They're cast down from heaven only. Where is heaven? We don't know. But it's not here. You know, it's not on Maui.
Right.
So
when they were cast down, that's when the continent, when the Yarmulke broke up.
That's exactly correct. Well, no, wait, stop. Not just yet. You had the Kohanim and the Kohathanites. Remember the two parts? When they were running things. And then the angels started getting strange, nooky, and they started knocking up the people back and forth, and they started getting them, they had these mixtures, the Nephilim and the Seraphim. And that's when the giants came to Canaan through the land of, across the River Jordan. And that problem was a problem because what happened was, is that's when the flood was to get rid of all the abominations before God, and you're still dealing with the abomination now, but that's when that happened, when the flood come, that's when it broke up. Everything was underwater, so it broke up and those plates floated, just like they're shearing right this minute.
Right.
Remember the plates that are shearing right this minute? It's going to change the Atlantic Ocean, which is, this is where it starts.
Well, yeah, what starts? The new floating together to make one continent?
The river. We got this. We mentioned something about the Mississippi River.
Yeah. Okay.
The Mississippi River is going to run backwards. This is what's going
right.
to cause that.
But is that going to cause an eventual merging of the continents back to the Yarmulke condition again?
Yeah, not completely Yarmulke, no, not completely, but a version of it. We gotta have some, we can't do this like this, cause we have to have some islands, otherwise you don't want to live with people from Manhattan, do you, Bob?
Right.
You don't from Ohio, you don't want people from Ohio strolling around Maui. Yeah, no, you don't want them. Good Lord, have mercy, you don't need them pit of vipers in the old Maui, they'd burn everything. The sand's so nasty now, you can hardly get into it, so yeah. If you can't burn Polo Beach, you better let it all come back together. The ancient Samaritan Hebrew lords run around here. What you gonna do when the MS-13 comes in and starts chopping people up? No,
right.
Those damn Santanese.
Okay. So
yeah, you need some. You don't need it all. You gonna have a good space, but Venezuela and that whole side and you better get everybody out of Perth too. Oh, did we mention about Perth? It's not going to be there right now. So,
right. Okay, so are you taking notes, Carolyn?
No.
No. Occasionally. Yeah.
Are you recording this, Bob?
Yeah, recording. I was talking about the angel. I know. The angel thing, that's what broke up the continents, the flood.
That's what killed Bob Carr.
Right, that's... Oh, Ophanel. Was Ophanel a member of the mountain? Is a member of the mountain?
No. Wait, no. Easy. Okay, the obvious answer to that question is yes. Okay?
Yeah.
But stop. Listen now. If you're starting to listen now, if you hadn't been, now is the time to listen right this minute. You never want to be in that position because that isolates you from the capacity. See, the sum total, the way this power flows, it can't solve you. That's what's wrong with the Dalai Lama. They can't make it. They got to help everybody else, but they can't make it.
Right.
You see?
So the mountain is like that?
You get caught in the trap. No, we didn't say that. We're not talking about all that. We're talking about you. We're talking about you have a connection, okay, which we're supporting, and happily so. No worries, no problem, okay?
A connection with the mountain?
Yes. You asked if you were part of it, and you said, yes, you are part of it, but you don't want to be that. You don't let that be. That'll come around. That'll be, that'll be throne talk. Once you win the crown, the iron throne, then we'll talk about it.
Right. Well... Okay, so then...
We didn't say they all die.
I know. Okay, so you did say that, but...
Stop. Well, we didn't.
Changed.
No, he didn't.
So,
well, you won't hear it say it again.
I think you typed it. So the Coathanites were at the beginning of the first stage of the fall, and they kept a lot of contact with the plane of essence, or whatever you call the ascended position people were in. So the Coathanites. Then the second fall was the flood. And that broke up the continent.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right. And they said it was 40 days. They said it was just 40 days, but it took forever for the waters to recede. The 40 days
right.
of the rain.
Right. So, what was it? Okay, so the second fall. So in our Genesis series, you talk about Adam, but you talk about
There was the Arab fall then, right?
There was an Arab fall.
Wow. So it wasn't the spring of the Arab fall. Good, okay.
Right.
We got that cleared up.
Yeah, good. Now, in the Genesis series we did, you talked about Adam, but there was a first Adam or something before Adam. Was the first Adam on the continent? What do we call it? The Kabbalah? What's the Jewish word?
Yeah. Sure.
Whereas the second Adam is in the Garden of Eden. Is that still on the singular continent?
And it's starting to divide after that when the rivers were buried. Remember where the fire in Eden?
We were... Everybody was on the, what do you call that Jewish thing, girl in the hat?
Yarmulke.
Yeah, everybody was on the Yarmulke continent. And then, that's before the Garden of Eden, correct?
The Garden of Eden was there then. It was
okay.
There. It wasn't a big deal.
Right, and the Tigris and Euphrates were there.
Yes, but they got buried.
Right, so then the fall happened, which I organize. I convince everybody to fall to show, in the long run, our power. And that's when we still had a contact and memory of the perfect conditions or pretty good conditions on the continent.
You didn't have that, but you had a reference of it. So, yeah.
Right. The Coathanites had the shoe bread. They had stuff from... Yeah.
They did.
And that's all before.
Some say they do, but not so much later.
Right. So you're saying do, right? Some say they do. Yeah. Okay. So then the miscegenation started happening with the angels, and that caused the second fall and the crack up of the Yarmulke continent, and something about the rivers. The rivers were disappearing.
Buried. They were buried.
Okay, is that
couldn't find, That's why he couldn't find Eden anymore.
Yeah, so that fall is not the flood. See, now there, okay,
correct.
So where is Adam, the second Adam, or the Adam in the Garden of Eden, which is not the beginning, but it's there. That's after the Coathanites, or the Coathanite situation, which is a semi-fall, the beginning of fall. Is that before Adam in the Garden of Eden? The shift, see, but I'm talking about Adam in the Garden of Eden, which was the later phase. But is it, it's before the flood. The flood happens later. Correct?
Yes.
Stop talking.
We said you're exactly right. That's exactly the way it was, but you have to be careful. When we say something happens exactly a certain way, you jump to a different position and look at it from a different perspective, interception point, and all of a sudden it looks as though that the Kohanim came before the Kohathanite. And it didn't. But from that perspective,
okay, you're,
it reflects back to the satellite thing.
You know, Carol, when it sounds like this, it's quite clear on the recording, but for us, it's quite blurry what you're saying. It's not too clear, but you might be good on the recording. But the, can you move somewhere?
We're doing the shuffle now.
Okay. So, the original fall that I set up is before Adam. Then Adam is in the Garden of Eden, and then, there's miscegenation with the angels, and then later the flood happened. So you got three phases. The original Yarmulke continent, then you got Adam and Eve, and then you got the flood, which breaks up the continent. So Adam and Eve are still on the continent. It hasn't broken up yet. If I got that sequence correct?
You do.
Right. So if I went back and listened to the Genesis recordings, the stuff that you were talking about before Adam, we're getting it clear right now what it happened then.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the conditions of the Yarmulke continent and then the beginning of the fall, but it's not, and then Adam and Eve are on the continent, but they're subject to the, was Adam a Coathanite?
No, he was not.
But the Coathanites were around with Adam.
Yeah. But see, remember where we all go back to, where did Adam go get his next wife?
Right. Right.
Lilith. See, so you
right.
Can't leave it like that.
Okay, so then the flood's later. All right.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so then okay, that's it.